right, good morning. I want to invite you to take God's word and turn with me to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, so good to see you today. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas, a great day yesterday, and really grateful that you're here on this first weekend of 2022. Amazing to even say it. 2022, it is here, and I know many of you could not wait for it to get here. 2021 is in the past, and it's been a great year. I'll speak to some of that here in just a moment, but while we're coming right out of the gate talking about 2022, 1 year from now, I hope that you will join me in the Holy Land. Me and my wife, Debbie, who is here with me this morning, we're going to leave right after this and head to Jersey Village. I'm preaching at Jersey Village, but Debbie and I will lead this trip to the Holy Land, and you can get all of the information there on our website. If you've never been, I just want to encourage you to consider going. You've got a year to save up. As you go online and look, it's going to look a little pricey to you. They haven't set the airline tickets yet, and so we round it up instead of down. That number is going to come down a little bit just based on airline tickets, but that price that you're going to see includes everything. So you could literally come and not take out your wallet at all because it includes all of the travel. It includes all of the food, but there's nothing like being in the Holy Land this time of year. We'll leave the day after Christmas. And I was telling a couple before the service started, just talking about it. They're considering going. There's nothing like being in Bethlehem during Christmas time. All of the Christmas decorations are still up. It's beautiful. We'll spend the new year in Jerusalem and just seeing the fireworks go off of the holy city of Jerusalem. And that's just that doesn't count all the Bible stuff that we're going to do. I tell people going to the Holy Land's like student camp for adults, okay? It's amazing. If you want the Bible to come alive, you'll never read it the same. Just being in the places where Jesus walked, we'll do a Bible study out on the Sea of Galilee and talk about Peter walking out on the water. We'll go to where Jesus was buried, to the traditional place of where he was crucified there at Golgotha. We'll go to the Mount of Olives, see the garden where he prayed, where the Bible teaches that he ascended and that he promises to come again. It is the trip of a lifetime. And so it's a great Christmas gift, just a commercial for you. We'll have some informational meetings coming up here in the new year. But that's where we'll be 1 year from today if you decide to go. It really is an awesome trip. And speaking of 2022, I do want to take just a moment and reflect back on this past year, 2021. We'll be coming up for me and my family. It was our first time to spend Christmas here in Houston. And we have just loved being here. I want to thank you, church, for just how you have received me and my family and loved on us. We've had an incredible year. It'll be 1 year next week was my first week to preach at Champion Forest. And so the year has just flown by, but it's been incredible. And God has blessed us in some amazing ways. And we can't recount all of the ways here, but just to kind of bring you in on what God has done, you know, we've been able to bring some people on our team, guys like John Wills, who's now serving as our global missions pastor, and he's helping with a couple of mission initiatives that we've got going. You'll meet some of these guys if you haven't met them already. Jeff Young is our new executive pastor. I can't wait for you to meet him. As you look at what's gone on just this past year, we have baptized just in this year 654 people in 2021. And that's the most in the history of our church. The most ever was in 2017. We baptized 577. And this year, we baptized 654. And so God is blessed. We saw 1,100 decisions at our Christmas Spectacular. Two ministries that we started this year that I'm really excited about. The residency program we casted a vision for. And we named the residency program in Damon Shook's honor. If you haven't been around Champion Forest for a while, Damon Shook was the pastor of Champion Forest for 28 years. And we wanted to honor him. And we, of course, celebrated our 50th anniversary as a church last year. And we announced on that day the residency program that we're starting in his name. I'm the product of a residency program. I graduated from Wachita Baptist University, and my first job in the Metroplex was as an intern. And there was something powerful about going to school, getting my theological education on one hand, and then learning practical ministry experience in a great local church on the other. There's power when you combine those things. And so I knew one of the first things that I felt like the Lord was leading me to do as I started my tenure here at Champion Forest was to create this residency program. And we casted the vision for it, and you supported it. And starting in January, We'll have three residents coming on our team that'll be serving in our church while they go to seminary and get their education. In May to August, we'll have 12 more joining them, and we believe by the end of this year, we'll have 20 residents here on our staff that are serving in a local church, learning how to do church here at Champion Forest. And our goal is to raise them up in our organization, and we always need to raise people up in our organization because of our multi-site approach, or we can send them out to like-minded churches. And we just believe that we as a church can equip the next generation of church pastors. Along those lines is a ministry that we created called the CF Connect, or Champion Forest Connect. And the goal was to connect pastors. We saw that there were a number of pastors that were coming out of COVID, were burning out. A lot of them were discouraged. And so we wanted to connect them to get the help that they needed. And so we created this ministry called CF Connect to help pastors from all over North America that want to get help. They can come. We fly them in on our dime. We put them up. We treat them like rock stars for 3 days, 7 days, whatever long it takes, 10 days. And we let them meet with counselors on our team that if they need help to get that help. We also wanted to connect them to Champion Forest because God's doing something special here, and we want them to breathe in the air of Champion Forest. I mean, you come week in and week out here, and you get used to seeing God move in a great way, seeing 600 plus baptisms. It's not like that all over North America, and so there's pastors that are discouraged, and we can have them meet with our team, and they can learn from what we're doing here. And then also we wanted to connect them to one another and connect them to what we're doing to help us plan churches. And so we had our first CF Connect gathering. This is at the Lanier Library. We spent 2 days with around 60 plus pastors from all over North America. When I say all over, I mean all over. San Jose, California. We had them in from Las Vegas. We had them in from New York. We had them in from Miami. We had them in from Montreal, all over the place. It's called the CF Connect. And we're working together to plant churches all over North America, connect pastors to one another, connect them to Champion Forest, connect them to get the help that they need. CF Connect. This is another ministry that when you give to the church, if you don't ever think that your giving is making a difference, I beg to differ. And you're helping grow the church at large all over North America. And we're going to have another CF Connect gathering here. We'll probably do two of them this next year. And we're just trying to help people get as much help as possible and to grow the church of Jesus Christ all over North America. And so I just say this at the out front of this message, say God has blessed us in 2021. And I'm praying for more of his blessing here in the days ahead. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. This is a message I'm calling A Blessed Life here out of Psalm chapter 1. And I want to read it. We'll come back and talk about it in detail. Psalm chapter 1, starting in verse 1. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along. If you're taking notes, please take notes. That'll help you as you go back. Also know that any of the messages that I preach, all of the notes are online. You can go to our media page and you can download the notes that I'm preaching from today. And I'm grateful for Pastor Stephen Morris letting me come in and fill in, pinch hit for him today. It's always fun to be on our North Klein campus. If I haven't met you, I look forward to meeting you very, very soon. Psalm chapter 1, starting in verse 1, the Bible says this: Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they're like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Now, I know with the turning of a calendar page, for many, it's resolution time, right? And we're going to be setting our resolution, setting our goals. Some's going to be to lose weight, get in better shape. Others going to be to drop a bad habit, pick up a good habit. I'm hoping in 2021, Stephen, you can hold me accountable this, to learn Spanish. I need to learn Spanish. I'm going to work really hard at it. You can hold me accountable. Maybe I'll preach here this time next year in Spanish, all right? And you can listen to it. We'll see. All right? Probably not. But we all look forward to this time of the year to try new things, try to improve our lives, to do things that will seemingly make us more successful or happy in life. And that's exactly what this term blessed here in Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 means. Blessed. It could read, oh happiness of the man, or how very blessed, how extremely fulfilled is the man. There's a certain intensity to this word. It's actually in its plural form. A modern day paraphrase, me being from Louisiana, all right, Phil Robertson, Duck Dynasty, it could be translated, happy, 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 all right, is the man. If you're looking for happiness to the uttermost, if you're looking for true satisfaction and fulfillment in life, if you're looking for a blessed life, here in 2022, Psalm 1 is going to tell us exactly how we can attain it. And to make this message as simple as possible, I'm going to give you two very short statements that encapsulate the entirety of this psalm for us. Here's the first statement. If you want a blessed life, then we have to avoid sin. Have to avoid sin. Now, one of my pet peeves as a pastor is I never want to be known as an angry pastor, you know? Like, I never want to be preaching and for anybody that comes to listen to me preach or come to our church to leave and go, man, that preacher, he's so angry. What happened? He wake up on the wrong side of the bed? What's wrong with him? I mean, you don't want that, all right? We need to be known more for what we are for than what we're against. We need to make sure that when we're teaching that people see that we're full of joy, right? You've heard it said before, you know, Christians have got the joy of the Lord and somebody needs to tell your face about it because we walk in, you know, all grumpy minded and stuff. Never want that. But if we're to preach this text in a way that we have a clear conscience, we got to preach what it says. And it's very clear here that we are to be against sin. We are to avoid sin at all costs. Look at it again, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. He's saying avoid sin at all costs. Biblical wisdom, get this, biblical wisdom has as much to do with what we say no to and avoid as with what we say yes to and embrace. Now, it sounds easy, right? Avoid sin. But we know it's not that easy to do. In fact, sometimes it seems like sin is pursuing us and chasing after us, and in reality, it is. I mean, we've got this sin nature in us that the Scripture says will always conflict with the Spirit of God. They're going to want what is opposite of each other. So we've got this enemy within called the sin nature that we've got to daily crucify and surrender to Christ. We've got this outward enemy, Satan, the devil, who the Bible teaches he is always tempting us to fall away from God, to lure us away from the Lord. And so while we can't avoid sin altogether, we can put ourselves in a position to avoid it to the best of our ability. It's like the reformer Luther said. He said, I can't keep a bird from landing in my head, but I can keep it from building a nest. And it's true. We can put ourselves in a position to avoid it at all costs. You know, this is college bowl season. And if you've been following, been some games all day yesterday. It was glorious to sit in my chair at the house and not move all day yesterday. Watch football. And these coaches, this is the job as they're coaching football. They can't win the game for these players. They can't make these college athletes make a play or do something great. All they can do as coaches is put them in the best position possible to make a play. Put them in the best position possible to make sure that they win. Well, we can put ourselves in a position to make sure that we avoid sin. And there's two primary influences that we see here in Psalm chapter 1, two influences that have the strongest effect on us as it relates to avoiding sin. And we can see them in these verses, and if we handle them in the right way, these two primary influences, we can put ourselves in a position to win spiritually and have a happy and blessed life. And listen, this goes both ways. These influencers in our life, if we avoid them, it leads to a happy and blessed life. Or it can help us fall into sin and be unhappy and miserable. Two influences. Here they are. You ready? I'll put them on the screen for you. Our friends and our time. Show me who your friends are. Show me how you're spending your time. And I can pretty much gauge how happy and satisfied and fulfilled in life you are. Your friends and your time. And this isn't a message just for teenagers and students. This is a message for us grown-ups as well. Show me Who's influencing you? Show me how you're spending your time. And we can gauge how happy, how fulfilled, how blessed we are in life. The wisdom of this psalm is taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Don't be deceived. Bad company, who you spending time with, corrupts good morals. Proverbs 13, 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. The unhappy man, the unfulfilled man, hangs out, spends time with the ungodly man who, this is who he listens to, this is who he gets his counsel from, this is who he spends the majority of time with. Did you notice the downward progression of verse 1? The person goes from just walking with the ungodly to standing amongst them, all the way to sitting with them. There's just this downward progression. So we need to guard who we're spending time with. Again, I use this illustration at preteen camps that I speak at from time to time. Ross Spafford, come here, bud. Come here. He has no idea he's doing this, all right? None. No prep at all. Ross, come on up here, buddy. How you doing, man? Good. You doing good? How old are you, Ross?
10.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you score pretty good? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Are you enjoying your break? Yeah? You ready to go back to school? Yeah, okay, I get that. All right, now, Ross, I need you to help me out here. I want you to stand right here by this chair. We're talking about who we spend time with, and it can make us wise, or it can cause us to fall away, cause us to be miserable in life. If I stand in this chair right here, all right, simple principle here. Ross, hand me your hand. Now, is it easier for me to pull Ross up? And keep in mind, I outweigh him by about 200 pounds, all right? Is it easier for me to pull him up, or is it easier for him to pull me down? Every single time. Don't do it, because I don't want to embarrass myself, all right? It's easy for him to pull me down every single time. Again, simple illustration. But it's not just for kids. It's not just for students. This is for every single one of us. How are you gauging your time? Who are you spending time with? These two influencers will mark whether or not we are avoiding sin or not. All right, y'all give it up for Ross. Thank you, Ross. You helped me out there, bro. What we learn in this psalm is that happiness, blessedness, it doesn't come from how much we have. It doesn't come from what the world thinks of us. It doesn't come from the mountains that we climb or the accomplishments that we achieve. And we know this is true, right? I mean, we can see the world and people from the view of the world that have it all are some of the most miserable people in the world. Some of us know this all too well. We've got it all from a worldly standpoint. But when we pillow our head at night, there's no peace. When we're driving down the car and driving down the road in our cars and it's just us, there's no inner happiness. There's no deep satisfaction. Look, mark this, highlight this. True blessedness, true happiness comes from being rightly related to God. And this word blessed is only used in the scripture concerning those who are rightly related to God. It only comes from being rightly related to God and avoiding anything in our life that is against or in opposition to God. And so again, who are you hanging around? Who are you spending time with? That's going to gauge how blessed your 2022 is. I'm not telling you can't be friends with people who don't know God. I mean, Jesus was a friend of sinners. He spent time with them, but he never embraced their behavior. He never took their advice. He never participated in what they were doing. So one person translated this verse, don't listen to, don't linger around, or don't laugh with those who are opposed to God, because you won't like what it produces in your life. Every day I have a practice in my life of getting up, and this is just my routine. I read the proverb of the day. This has always been my routine for the last how many years? I don't know. Read the proverb of the day. This morning was Proverbs chapter 2. I read two or three psalms, just depending upon the number of psalms. You know, Psalm 119 is 176 verses. I divide that up, all right? That's a long time. I read an Old Testament chapter. I read a New Testament chapter. Just my own personal time with the Lord. In Psalm chapter 1, I have written out beside this verse this equation. And I think that its truth is profound, and it comes right out of Psalm chapter 1. It's simply this. The company you keep, plus the counsel that you heed, equals the character you produce. That's what Psalm 1 teaches. The company you keep, plus the counsel you heed, who you listen to, will equal the character you produce. And if you want godly character, we've got to guard our associations and take note of how we are spending our time. The scripture says here, avoid sin. But listen, it's not just what we avoid that counts. It's also what we pursue. Look at verse 2 of Psalm chapter 1. And we are to pursue God. Here's what the scripture says. But his delight, blessed is the man. This man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. So we see the life of a blessed man, the life of a blessed woman, is marked by someone who avoids sin and pursues God. You show me a humble man who's walking with the Lord, pursuing God, an intimate relationship with him, and I will show you a happy and blessed man. There's a sharp contrast being developed here. The blessed blessed life, it's marked by what one avoids and what one pursues. And while we say no to sin, we say yes to God. We say yes to his word. The key here is delight ourselves in it, take joy in it. And we interpret the law of the Lord as the whole of scripture here. We give ourselves to God's word, meditating on God's word. This is where we meet God. I mean, this is why, to start 2022, truly, there's no better message that I could get up here and teach today except to say, listen, if you want a blessed life in 2022, again, mark who you're hanging around, mark how you're spending your time, and the very best way you could spend your time in 2022 is giving your life to God's word. I'm meeting with a new believer right now, just trusted Jesus this year, and one of the verses that we're memorizing, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We want to grow in our faith. We want to get strong spiritually. Faith's like a muscle. You don't use it, it atrophies, it weakens. How do we grow in our faith? We give ourselves to God's word. Listen to how David describes God's word in Psalm chapter 19. The law of the Lord, the word of God, is perfect, reviving the soul. Anybody here today need a revival in their own soul, man? Like you're tired of going through the motions spiritually? Tired of it feeling like a checklist? What revives the soul? It's the word of God. The testimony of the Lord is sure. This is another, it's a synonym for the word of God. The word of God is sure, making wise the simple. You want wisdom? Where do you get wisdom? It comes from giving yourself to God's word. The precepts of the Lord, the word of God, it's right. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And then look at what he says. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. We are told to delight in the law of the Lord, to meditate on it. But listen, there'll be no meditation where there is no delight. This is where it begins. It begins with a delight in God's word, longing for God's word. Listen to what Martin Luther wrote in his lectures on the Psalms. He says, one does not meditate on the law of the Lord unless his delight was first fixed on it. For what we want and love, on that we reflect inwardly and diligently. I think of it like this, like when I was dating Debbie. I mean, this was before text messages, all right? It was that long ago. And we would communicate via email. And I can remember getting those emails, and I delighted in Debbie's presence. I delighted in being, I'm talking like it's past tense. I still delight in Debbie's presence, all right? But those early emails, man, I would get them, I'd print them off, and I'd read them again. And I'd read them again, and I'd think through, what did she mean when she said this? Or, wow, she said this. What was I doing? I was meditating on what she was saying because I was delighting in her. The first step for some of us to grow in holiness this year, we want this blessed life in 2022, we have to begin delighting in God's word. You say, Jared, how do I do it? Let me give you four practical ways, okay, that you can give your life to God's word here in 2022. First is pray for it. Pray for a desire to delight in God's word. I mean, the best thing you could do this year is to begin this year, if you're not hungering and thirsting for God's word, you're not delighting in the law of the Lord, is to just pray and ask God for it. Like, don't fake it. God knows your heart. He sees it anyway. And so I can't tell you how many times I've prayed, God, I'm not desiring your word like I know I need to be. Would you please give me a desire to just want to be in your word, want to spend time with you? And then my very next prayer is this, and God, give me a strength to walk in that desire. Because God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have God's Holy Spirit in you. There's going to be a desire for his word, but I don't know about you. I need his strength to even walk in that desire. And so pray for it. We're going to help you this year. We're at the beginning of this year, starting next Monday. Not this Monday, but next Monday. We're going to do the Essential 100 Reading Plan. You'll see here on the screen, if you take a shot at that, you can sign up for it. Now, if you did the Bible Reading Plan with us last year, you're already automatically enrolled this year. But if you didn't and you want to get on the same pages of us as a church, we're going to read through. It's a 100-day Bible reading program. And this year is going to focus on the teachings of Jesus, and you can just start with us. And you can sign up here. You can just take that picture, scan it, and put your email in, and you'll get a little devotional every single day with what to read. And as you get this devotional, it's not just going through the practice of doing it, but God, help me to delight in it. Help me to desire this. We need to pray for it. 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that's the word of God, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Writer of Hebrews, he rebukes his listeners because they should have been growing up, they should have been maturing, they should have been giving themselves to God's word. But listen to what the writer of Hebrews says, by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. What he's saying is, look, you know, when you have a big meal at Christmas, sometimes you have big families come over, usually you have an adult table and you have a kiddie table, right? And all the kiddies are there, and you got the sippy cups there, you got paper plates there, because you know it's going to be a mess. And spiritually speaking, what the writer of Hebrews is saying is some of you should be sitting at the adult table, but you're still sitting at the kiddie table. I mean, how silly does that look? You're in a small chair, a small table, you got your sippy cup. Spiritually speaking, the writer of Hebrews is saying, this is ridiculous. When are you going to grow up? It's time to give yourself to God's word. So begin right now and pray for it. Secondly, ponder it. This is what the word meditation means. It means to continue to murmur. That's what the word meditate means. It's when somebody's memorizing scripture, they're just murmuring it over and over and over again. You know what it's like when you can't get something out of your head. Christmas Day, we're watching the Disney parade thing and the Disney show, and Pentatonics came on there, and they sang this song, Three Ships, what was it? Three Ships, something like that. Don't download it because you will be listening to it like nobody's business over and over and over and over until you can't stand it anymore, okay? That's in a less aggravating way. That's what the psalmist is saying here. You get God's word in your heart and you murmur it over and over and over again. You ponder the truths of God's word. It's not easy. It takes time. In our day, when activity and busyness is seen as the norm, slowing down to ponder the truth of God's word is going to go against our nature. It's going to go against the stream of our culture. But I'm telling you, this is what we need. You want happiness? You want satisfaction? You want fulfillment to the uttermost? You want to be happy, happy, happy in 2022? Psalmist says it right here. Avoid sin, pursue God. And we pursue God by delighting in his word. Pray for that desire. Pray for that delight. And ponder the truth of God's word. As you read it, don't just move along, but think on it. Think deeply on it. Alistair Begg and Sinclair Ferguson write in their book, Name Above All Names, regarding meditating on God's word. Listen to this quote. Being able to think long and lovingly about the Lord Jesus is a dying art. The disciplines required to reflect on him for a prolonged period of time and to be captivated by him have been relegated to a secondary place in the contemporary Christian life. Action rather than meditation is the order of the day. Sadly, too often that action is not suffused with the grace and power of Christ. It's that whole idea of that being comes before doing. Like if you're one of the reasons that we spiritually burn out is because we give, we go, but we never sit long enough for God to pour into us. And so it is a dying art. In our culture, man, it's easier to check out social media. Our mind just doesn't, we don't think long and hard about truths anymore. The psalmist is saying, listen, and you're going to see the inward, you're going to see the end result here in just a moment. It's staggering what happens if we'll give our life to God's word, think on it, ponder it, versus just reading and, like James said, being like a man who looks at the mirror and forget what he sees. So we pray for it, we ponder it. Third, personalize it. That means when you approach Scripture, God, what do you want to say to me today? Like, God, your word of Hebrews 4:11-12, his word is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's word pierces. It does soul surgery. So personally, God, what does your word say to me today? God, what do you want to teach me today about you? Because this is what God's word about. It's about him. And so we personalize it. God, what do you want to teach me today about you, about your holiness? This book is about a person. As you learn to delight in the person of Jesus, you delight in his word. Fourthly, practice it. This is where it becomes yours. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where faith becomes sight. Like, we read God's word and then we put it into practice. You do this. Scripture says, happy is the man, blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. And listen, you go back to those two influencer questions. Who you're spending time with, and how you're spending your time. And these two questions work for avoiding sin just as much as they do pursuing God. Are you spending time with people who make you love Jesus more? Who make you want to run closer to the Lord? Make you want to spend your life on that which matters? This is where life groups are so important, where we break this big church down into small groups. Everybody needs a life group. If you want to be happy and blessed, it starts with avoiding sin and pursuing God. And this pursuing of God begins with a commitment to his word. Your spiritual life will never increase past the point of your time alone in God's word. It just won't happen. You can't put your Bible under your pillow and wake up the next morning and be closer to the Lord. You got to engage it. Now, the Hebrew language, very picturesque. You study it, the word pictures are absolutely amazing. And this psalm closes with two staggering word pictures. And it's going to show you the end result. That if you want a blessed and happy life in 2022, you give yourself to avoiding sin and pursuing God. He says, you do this. And look at verse 3. I'm going to put an image on the screen for you of an oak tree. And as you look at this image, I just want to read verse 3 over you. Just look at this. He says, you delight in God's law. You give yourself to God's word. You will be like a tree that is planted by streams of water. It's stable. It's strong. It yields its fruit in season, verse 3 says. It's productive. It's alive. Its leaf does not wither. It's consistent. And all that this man does, he prospers. Keep this image up there. Jeremiah would paint the same kind of picture. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, gives his life to God and his word. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes. And listen, 2022 may be a year of heat for you. Just because you walk with the Lord to be happy, to be blessed, to be satisfied to the uttermost, doesn't mean you don't have problems. It doesn't mean you don't go through trials. This whole idea of a blessed life being prosperous and never being harmed and everything going your way, that's false. That doesn't happen. That's not biblical. The blessed life is someone who gives his life to God, gives it to his word, and even when the heat comes, the scripture says, its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And so are you someone who's going to be like an oak because you've given your life to God and to his word? Or look at this next image compared to an oak tree, because this is the end result for someone, the scripture says, who doesn't give his life to God's word, who doesn't avoid sin, who spends time with those who are scoffers of the holy things of God, don't honor the Lord. Just keep this image up there. Look at the result. The wicked, they're not so, but they're like chaff that the wind drives away. So light, there's no weight, there's no substance. The smallest of wind blows this life away. This is the picture of someone who doesn't give their life to God's word. And he says, therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Stark difference between the man or the woman who gives their life to God's word, who delights in it. Again, if it's not there, just pray and ask God. God, give me a delight and desire for your word and give me the strength to walk in it. Every day, commit to waking up and spending time alone with him where you have that fellowship with the Lord. And you'll be vital and you'll be strong and you'll be alive and you'll be consistent. If you don't, you'll be like chaff that the wind drives away. Slightest wind moves your life. You're not stable, not productive. Choice is yours. To blessedness and happiness and most fulfillment in 2022, the choice is yours. And I'm praying this year that you will choose wisely. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but her delight is in the law of the Lord. And on this law, he meditates day and night. Amen? Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I want this to be a time of reflection. And as our team plays behind us, I just think this would be a great time right now to just inwardly reflect on what your life is like, what you want it to be this next year. I mean, I love the turning of a calendar page. I do. It represents a fresh start, a new day. The thing about following Jesus is he gives you a fresh start every day. You can just come to him. You know, this word blessed, it always has to do with somebody who's rightly related to God. This is where it starts. This is not a behavior modification message. This is not a you do better and God will accept you kind of message. God accepts you based on your faith in Christ. This is where it starts. To be rightly related to God is not based on anything you do. It's based on what Jesus has done for you. That's why he went to the cross and he died as a sacrifice on the cross for your sins. He died as our substitute. And if we'll place our faith and trust in him and say, Jesus, I'm following you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I don't want to go my own way. I don't want to do my own thing. I'm tired of being my own Lord. It's not working out anyway. You know that. I know that. I'm coming and following you. This is where a right relationship with God starts. And maybe you're here this morning and you need to make that decision. You need to trust in Christ today. I'm going to pray in just a moment. We're going to stand to sing and we're going to have pastors down here that you can talk to. And if you want to be in a right relationship with God, you came to the right place today. We can help you do that. It's by a simple prayer of faith and surrender to the Lord. And God sees the humility in your heart. He'll never turn down someone who is humble and expressing faith in him. You can leave here, regardless of outward situations or circumstances, a blessed man or woman because you're finally in a right relationship with God. You're here today and you're in a right relationship with God. You've trusted in Him for the forgiveness of your sins. But man, we know as Christians, we can be miserable sometimes. In a right relationship and miserable. Why is that? Oftentimes it's because we're not walking with Him. We're not giving ourselves to Him and to His Word. And so today, it's going to be a prayer of rededication for you. God, I'm coming back to you. Some of you need to pray that right now by faith. Jesus, I'm coming back to you this year. Help me by your Spirit to love your Word, desire your Word, hunger for your Word, practice your Word. I don't know what God's speaking to your life right now, but I want to encourage you. Whatever it is, walk in obedience. If you need to trust in Christ, in just a moment, we're going to stand to sing. I'm going to ask you to come forward and tell the pastors that are standing here, I need to give my life to Jesus, and we'll take it from there. If you're here this morning, you just need prayer, you come forward. We'd love to pray for you. Maybe you want to join Champion Forest, man. No better place to do it than on the first Sunday of the year. Come on forward. We'll sign you up for our new members class. This is where you become a member of our church. Everybody needs a physical home. Everybody needs a heavenly home. Eternity is settled in your heart and life. Everybody needs a church home. No better day than to join. Come forward today and just tell the pastor, I want to join the church, and we'll sign you up for the new members class. I don't know what God's doing in your heart and life, but we just want to respond in a way that honors Him. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, this is your time of invitation. God, where you've spoken to hearts, let us respond in a way that honors you. In Christ's name, everybody said, amen and amen. As you look up, I'm going to ask you to stand up. The pastors of our church are going to be right here and right here. And if you need prayer, if you're making a decision, as soon as James and his team begin singing, I want you to come right now as we begin singing. You come. If you need prayer, want to make a decision, don't wait on anybody. You come right now. Come on.
Thank you for joining us online. We hope today's experience encouraged and challenged you. At Champion Forest, we are passionate about all kinds of people coming to know God, to grow in their relationship with Him and others, and then to go out and make a difference in the world. We would love the opportunity to talk and pray with you. To connect with us, just go to championforest.org/connect. And hey, of course, we can't wait to welcome you on campus, in person, on one of our locations. We'll see you soon.